Over rolling hills and misty fields, you drive through the country under amber skies and pastel clouds. In the silence, the lonely winding road reveals cottages, stone walls, and a hawthorn tree just ahead. Confused, you check the GPS as it instructs you to continue straight. An onlooker, a farmer, shakes his head at the sight. He knows of something older, something hidden. Then he gestures towards a field. "There," he shouts. You shift your gaze to the emerald countryside, but there's nothing. Just grass and the sweeping meadows. In a direct line between an ancient ring fort and a distant hill. As a traveler, you're unaware of the stories, the folklore of the road, tangent and narrow. For centuries, no one dared block its course, building homes, highways, and bridges around it. But, in ignorance, you step into the path, the fairy path. I'm your host, Melissa Nunez, and welcome to Candidly Cryptic, your source for all things strange, spooky, and unexplained. In Irish and Celtic folklore, this invisible route is traveled by the Ishi, people of the fairy mounds. From ancient burial grounds to sacred lands or crystalline springs, these paths, these unwavering paths, were believed to connect sacred places. Folklorist W.Y. Evan Wentz documented accounts in his 1911 work, The Fairy Faith in Celtic Countries, recording the widespread belief that interfering with these routes could bring misfortune. And unlike dragons or monsters, the lore is not confined to the past, because people still believe. One of the strangest aspects of the fairy path was the gravity of it. Builders wouldn't touch a single tool until seeing the wise woman. Others left stones on the sites of future homes overnight. If by morning they were disturbed, construction would stop. Of course, there were the few that accidentally blocked a fairy path. They would be wise to align the front and back doors with the road, so fairy folk may pass during the night. Anthropological accounts across County Clare documented a local superstition that no structure should be built on the western side of certain homes because fairies pass there. Researchers noted that entire communities would follow this custom. Imagine that, building your life around a road no one else can see.
Until about 10 days ago, the men building the main road between Downpatrick and Ballinahinch found themselves in difficulties here at Annacloy. Because, you see, the site of the proposed road ran across exactly the emplacement of a celebrated fairy thorn. Well, their problems and the fairy thorn disappeared overnight, you might say. And I wonder what the people in Annacloy think of this loss.
Fairy paths go beyond the Dark Ages. In fact, the Irish Folklore Commission spent decades collecting first-hand accounts from the community. Again and again, researchers encountered similar claims of what followed after building a home on the path. Years of misfortune, family illness, livestock sick and dying, crops failing, and financial woes.
What happens to people who cut down fairy thorns?
Well, apparently this man has got a bad strain, strained himself so badly that he's dead now.
And
since the fairy thorn, since he removed the fairy thorn.
Not to mention the footsteps, the knocks, dampened music carry on the wind, and faint laughter from sleeping hills. I'm sure many could explain these experiences away, but what fascinated folklorists was the consistency that even in recent decades, fairy paths and forts continue to influence planning and decisions. Much like the experiences from Irish storyteller and folklorist Eddie Lanahan, there it stood, a hawthorn tree, an awkward complication for a roadway project, especially because of the local lore, that the tree, this one, was the meeting place for fairy hosts, traveling between the provinces, and whether you believe in fairies or not, the belief continues to shape the Emerald Isle. And what of the fairy thorn, the lone hawthorn tree beside a field near a ring fort, connecting realms? Similar to blocking the path, cutting one down would doom you to unending misfortune. Countless farms avoided felling thorny hawthorns, and developers restricted projects around them. And these ancient beliefs still linger in modern storytelling, even when the road itself loses its name.
20th Century Fox invites you to witness the wonder, the music, and the adventure of a place worlds away from anything you've ever seen. Fern Gully.
Towering rainforest canopies filter shafts of golden sunlight onto a world of glittering fairies, vibrant flowers, and animals hidden amongst leaves. In Fern Gully, the last rainforest, humans come and go, unaware of the magic that surrounds them. But Zack is enlightened when shrunken to fairy size.
Look out!
You shrank me?
Yeah.
Catches on quick, doesn't it?
Are you really a human?
I'm Zack.
I'm Krista.
Now, seeing the rainforest differently, what once appeared ordinary becomes an entire world unto itself. And at its heart lies a belief as old as any legend. The landscape is alive, and causing harm to nature has dire consequences.
I see the world and all the creatures in it. I suck them dry and spit them out like spinach. 'Cause greedy human beings will always lend a hand with the destruction of this worthless jungle land. And what a beautiful machine they have provided to slice a path of doom with my sweet breath to guide it.
Like Fairy Path folklore, Fern Gully imagines nature as a place threaded with invisible routes and hidden inhabitants. And it was always there, woven through trees and roots. Anthropologists and folklorists often view fairy paths as part of a larger human tendency to map meaning into landscapes, whether that be a strange tree, a lonely hill, a ruined fort, or an old road. Folklore transforms these places into something more, a way between worlds. They helped explain why certain places felt different, why some fields feel unsettled, why certain routes are avoided, and why, sometimes, the landscape itself seems alive. And as the stories continue, we're reminded that not every path is meant for us. So when you pass the lone fairy thorn, standing in a rainy field, untouched by man or machine, remember, someone may have left it there on purpose, for the travelers, hidden to all but you. People say they still cross the countryside, and whatever the truth may be, I'd say it's best not to stand in their way. Thanks for tuning in another episode of Candidly Cryptic. If you enjoy all things strange, spooky, and unexplained, please follow for more.